brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The strategy of the globalists through their puppet Obama is to go after the Second Amendment in the name of fighting terrorism. We're now running ads saying Al-Qaeda is going to get us if we don't turn our guns in. So we're going to play that ad coming up after our guest, Becky Akers, leaves us in about 15 minutes. We're talking about the crimes of the TSA. But we're going to go to some more of your phone calls, then get into the health issues associated with this, the serious health dangers. Who's up next here, John? All right, Kevin in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome. Keith in New Jersey, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you, first-time caller. Thank you. Kudos. You've been instrumental in my awakening. I'll keep it real quick. I went to fly out on Sunday out of the Philly airport, and I sat there for a good 20 minutes, half hour, and watched about 300 people go through. No one opted out. Everyone went straight through the scanner. You know, I got up, and then it was, opt out, opt out. So, they took me over to the corner, and, before the guy started, I asked him if he was prepared to violate, my constitutional rights. And, from there, it started, and, before it got really ugly, the guy looked me in the eye, and he couldn't even, he couldn't even look me in the eye and tell me that he wasn't violating my rights. So, the bottom line is, you are right, Alex. It's time for 1776. I'm sick of this.
Did he check your waivos? Did he squeeze on those?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. I didn't even get to that part yet. But yeah, he did. He absolutely did, and the whole time he's doing this, I'm saying, how can you sit here and do this all day to these people? And he says, hey man, this is just a job, leave me alone. I'm bothering him, talking about the Constitution and pointing out what they're doing. I'm bothering them, and they're standing around, the snake manager comes over with the shifty eyes and, the TSA, they're standing there with their arms folded and they're shaking their head. And, and it's amazing that, people just walk by and have no idea what's going on. I'm trying to bring attention.
And they're going to lose their pension funds. They're going to lose their property rights, their children. Everybody's going to learn we're going into Soviet Russia here. But how dare you complain before a man, even a woman doing it when you didn't want her would be upsetting. Now, tell us what he did to the waivos.
He explained that, he was just going to use the back of his hand, and he pulled out the dirty gloves from his pocket. I work in the healthcare field, and, that was something that I pointed out, too. And they take their gloves out, and they just dash some hand sanitizer, which is, come on.
Yeah, it's only to protect him from you. He's going to give you all that day's loving, all those people. Continues. He's going to give you a little disease now.
That's correct. Yeah, so, I said, regardless, I don't care if you use your hand or your elbow. If you touch me there, it's going to be a problem, and I'm going to speak up. And that's exactly what he did. He ran his hands down, my buttocks and also, up my legs. And, it's supposed to be, it says it's going to use the back of the hand, but trust me, they're there, and it's a sensitive area.
But that's freedom to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. So how did all this end? Because I'm going to come back and get our guest take on it.
Well, how this all ended is I went through, and I was actually flying out for a business trip, and how this ended is I went through security, and now I'm refusing to fly. And, it's funny because, I get back to work, and, I sit down with my boss, and it's like, no one even understands what's going on. And it's like, are you some kind of conspiracy theorist?
No, I know. Questioning a man grabbing your genitals is now a conspiracy theory. Questioning, having any opinion, not wanting to be a slave is a conspiracy theorist, and the police are trained. You need to be arrested and put in a FEMA camp. No kidding. This is it. They're here, folks. The takeover's here. Becky, let's get your take on the other side.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got loaded phone lines with people abused by the TSA. He just joined us. A fellow in the last 5 minutes talked about a business trip. He works in the medical field. The guy had dirty gloves on, took them out of his pocket all dirty, grabbed his genitals, went inside his buttocks, exactly as Jesse Ventura's suit says. I've seen it, with just a man running his hand right down between the governor's buttocks, going right up and then checking. Let me see what those are. Okay. State reps in Texas said they were bruised. They were, light pressure hurts. They actually check and squeeze. This is, you wonder how folks in Nazi Germany lined up, stripped down naked, got marched in, you know, to be murdered. Because they were taught to comply. And Americans, most Americans would. I've seen the photos and film of women going into pits with their babies and then being gunned down. And the Soviets did that too. And most Americans would, because it's an officer. They would. I mean, I'm not joking here. Talking to syndicated columnist and journalist Becky Akers. Becky, do you disagree with the statement I just made?
No, in fact, I think you're right on target. I am constantly amazed at the senseless, cruel, barbaric orders Americans will follow. I will never forget having a conversation with one elderly Christian gentleman, and he was telling me very proudly how he's never broken a law and he obeys anything the government tells him to do. And I said, his wife was suffering from Alzheimer's. I said, so you're telling me that if federal agents surrounded your house tomorrow and told you to put your wife out for collection, they're taking her away to a nursing home, because he was very proudly taking care of him himself right then. I said, you would hand her over? Absolutely. Didn't hesitate.
No, they think America is about being a slave.
Yes,
Oh, I know. These are very dangerous people, and they're everywhere, and that's who the government hires. I bet money that guy worked for the government.
Yes.
Oh, he had.
But this is a horrible tendency, and it's completely alien to the generations that went before us.
What did you think of the guy saying that when he went back to the medical firm he worked at and said, I can't fly anymore? They called him a conspiracy theorist. It's admitted they're grabbing the genitals, but so now having an opinion, something alien in all of human history, got lining you up, grabbing your genitals, now to even question is a conspiracy theory.
I'm always amused at how the corporate media phrases it the same way. You know, some passengers may object to the TSA's pat-downs for enhanced security. No, tell us what it really is. Many people object to being raped. That's the way to phrase it. Okay, the corporate media just cooperates and makes out that we're some kind of wackos or something, when actually anyone in his right mind objects to being bruised.
Well, look, I mean, all the lobbies for the hotels, the rent cars, all of it, you know it's hurting tourism and travel and business. And my wife and children will not get on your planes, and you're losing that business, and it just continues from there. Let's take another call. We got to move quick here. Russell in California. Russell, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. I've been doing a little research, and I was wondering if perhaps you and Becky could touch on the topic of the TSA and the Trusted Traveler program just being a way to kind of initiate the global
ID. In fact, that was my next point, biometrics. They always meant, they said they'd do this 8 years ago, to make you have a card and biometrically face scan and thumbprint. And so they're torturing us with this. Then they're going to offer the card, which then you'll need to buy a gun, anything. It's a whole new system where they approve you to have a job, to buy a gun. No judge, no jury, just a magic list. But they admit they're going to keep the groping. They're still going to call you out now, just not everyone. And so people are now going to accept the federal ID card. Becky?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. It's a way for them to get even more control over us, but they're selling it as, oh, now you can have more convenience when you fly. And Alex, going back to your point before about how Americans are just slaves, I'm constantly amazed by that too. It's like, because it's a little more convenient, you'll give the government this much more power over you, whatever it may be, whether it's secure flight or something else. And by the way, don't you love that name, Trusted Traveler? Like, they'll trust us. They consider us all terrorists, but they trust us. So it's more normally known as secure flight, which also is very Orwellian. But at any rate, it's exactly what you're saying. It's an attempt by the TSA to tie together all our behavior. You're going to have to submit tax returns to qualify for this thing. So what happens when you get to the airport and you and the IRS are having a dispute? Are you arrested on the spot?
No, and they admit, you're not just saying this could happen. That's what this is.
That's fact.
No buy, no sell. This is you've got to have that approved card tied to your face scan to literally drive a car.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is so incredible. This is such a diabolical plan. That's why we obsess on this TSA issue, because we have the documents, as you said, and now they're admitting that it's going to be on the streets of America. People are like, how did you know they'd be on the streets? Because they said they were going to do this.
Yes. That's a fascinating point about TSA. It lies about everything all the time, except about its plans for the future to take over all of American society. For some reason, it's very upfront about that. And it has long threatened to go beyond airports to control all aspects of travel.
Well, it's all about just brazenly throwing it in your face. And now they're getting ready with their LCIA to attack sports stadiums, shopping malls. The telescreens are going in saying spy on your neighbors. I mean, America screens saying watch everyone, you know, goons everywhere. Now they have Boy Scouts with the TSA nationwide at parades and the little kids with their arms folded looking at grandma. I mean, this is the Stasi society. Alex in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, Planet TV member, appreciate what you're doing. I have a 15-year-old daughter that was with a traveling choir going from Kansas to Seattle. Got to the airport, typical 15-year-old, not paying attention. She just walked through the body scanner, and they promptly, you know, single her out, tell her to go back through the scanner.
Oh, yeah, I got to stop you. That's the other big lie. They're always saying to everybody, We just do the scanner. We won't grope you. Everywhere I've flown, everyone that goes through the scanner, in all the flights I've done, everyone who goes through the scanner is then called over for a grope down as well. They say, well, we only scan some people. They admit their plan is to scan everybody. I'm sorry. Please tell us. So a pedophile singled out your daughter.
You know, she's like, oops, sorry, I didn't mean to walk through that. They instructed her, I don't care, stand still. Went through the scanning process, it apparently malfunctioned. So instead of pulling her to the side behind a curtain, in front of all of her peers, the TSA lady grabs her and says, you know, we're gonna do the search now. It's no big deal. The media's making a big deal out of it. And then proceeded to feel up every single crevice of her body. I am outraged as a parent that I can't protect my daughter. I need help from you and the listeners and people to find.
Now, hold on, Alex, hold on. You're not supposed to get upset. Getting upset by this is a conspiracy theory. Now having emotions is a sign you're an extremist. It is abnormal to not want some woman who likes little girls, who works there for that enjoyment, to do this. Sir, this is freedom, and the government is trying to protect you when they got Mutalib on the plane. And protected him. How dare you be of course, I'm being sarcastic here to illustrate this, but sir, you need to sue him. You need to sue him personally. Doesn't matter what happens with the suits. We need to punish all these people. Becky, any comments on Alex starting to break down, having a normal response?
Alex, if you were at an airport and you had arms with you, would they ever touch your daughter? This is exactly why the TSA is taking away weapons. It has nothing to do with protecting other passengers from Al-Qaeda. It has to do with protecting the TSA's agents as they rape little girls, okay? You are completely at their mercy, not just in the checkpoint line, but once you're on board the plane, TSA agents have actually boarded planes, taken passengers off. You're at their mercy when the flight lands and you're disembarking from the plane. TSA has actually set up checkpoints and searched people coming off flights as well as before they get on. And there's not a thing you can do about it because the only weapon you have left are your fingernails.
Well, when I flew out of Austin, now they don't just have people randomly at the gate searching you again. There was a guy bugging his eyes out hatefully, and I started looking at him right back in the eyes, and he turned away and got a little smile on his face. This is some type of degenerate weirdo who loves psychically feeding on people, bugging his eyes out at a gate because he's been taught, you know, that, he is magic and can tell if you're a terrorist or not. Well, his terrorist bosses are the government that are staging all this. Alex, you started breaking down. Finish up. I'm sorry.
Is, I called Kansas and Missouri ACLU, and their response is, well, we're not handling these complaints at the local level. You need to call the New York office, which is a black hole. They tell you to go to a website, fill out a complaint form. You call.
No, they're there to make you think there's opposition. They're all they're for total gun ban, sir. They love it. Not their rank and file, but the leadership. Comments, Becky, on that.
Yeah, I don't have much faith in the ACLU and a bunch of these other organizations that are protesting against the TSA. I think one of the best lessons we can take away from your story, Alex, is just don't fly. Don't go near an airport, but above all, don't let your kids go near an airport. Entering an airport, you're pretty much asking for it. You know, it's like these stories have been out there for a long time. We're all aware of what's going on at airports.
And this is all acclamations. As soon as it's going to be on the streets, they're going to pull you and your wife and kids out and start running the pedo drill. And then all hell's going to break loose. They're trying to start a revolution, Becky.
Yes, I actually don't hold much hope of getting rid of TSA without a revolution. There's just too much power and too much money at stake. We can see how fiercely the feds cling to that power.
We have a mafia running the government. Every mafia run city, Chicago, New York, LA, wants total gun bans. First thing a robber does when they come in a bank is say hands up, and they take the security guard's gun. They are taking our guns. They are criminals. They are conscious of it. People need to grow up and realize this is conscious evil.
No, absolutely. It's calculated. It's deliberate. It's being done to subjugate us. And there's really no other point to it but that.
Alex, freedom isn't free. What your daughter went through, now at least you know what's going on. God bless you. Let's do one more segment with our guests. Try to Janet, him, and Aaron, Mike, Mark, Stu. I got to get into all the other news, though, but let's see if Becky can hold over with us. What an amazing lady fighting the scum. Ladies and gentlemen, now if you don't like your daughter, being grabbed. You heard the guy earlier. Grabbing his genitals, you're a conspiracy theorist.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true, broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
You missed it earlier. A fella got his genitals squeezed by the TSA. And then when he went back to the medical company he works for and complained about it, said, I'm not flying anymore. They said, what are you, a conspiracy theorist? See, this is an event that happened. They admit it happened. And they say it's a conspiracy theory. I remember last year when they were going in the pants, and they still are. And actually now in the underwear, like Miss USA, they actually get in there and they squeeze. I mean, I've been there watching Jesse Ventura. They didn't do it to me. Actually go up and go, they actually lift. And they, women, I don't want to get graphic, but you know, have the time of the month. They say, what's that? They have to go behind closed doors, take their pants off, show them. I mean, it's about forced inoculation. The feds admit they've wanted forced inoculation for a long time. They tried it with the Health Emergency Powers Act. They tried to get cops to train for forced inoculation. They got cops under federal grants taking blood at checkpoints now. Europe's already started it. This is about invading your space. As normal law-abiding good people, you're like, you know, you don't even like a cop asking you a question when you're walking down the street. I remember one time I was walking to the store. I was in an apartment. It was like 50 yards away to get some Gatorade and stuff. And cops pulled up and said, let's see your ID. And I said, I just live right there. And they got jumped out and freaked out. I said, do whatever you're going to do, man. I live right there. I'm getting some Gatorade. I said, did something just happen? They're like, no, we want to see your ID. And I'm just like, well, it's in that apartment right there. And they held me and went and checked that I live there. But the point is, that's nothing compared to I'm going in your pants. You know, I could take endless calls on this, and we've got them here, Becky, but you've covered so many great points. Your reportage is all over the place. Becky Akers, TSA, you'll find the new stuff every day if you search that. But I want to go to all these other callers here. We'll have to go to them after you're gone, but after I cover some other news. But other points we haven't gotten to that you think are important about the total sexual assault system.
Well, one of the things that we should all keep in mind, again, is that the reason the TSA remains in power, remains in airports groping us, is because there isn't mass revolt and because there is this acceptance. Many Americans swallow the propaganda that it protects us. So every chance you get, educate your friends and neighbors. Tell them, no, it doesn't protect us. It actually endangers us. It's killed passengers, Rigoberto Alpizar and Caroline Gottbaum. It spreads disease with its filthy gloves. For years, we've been walking barefoot on airport floors, and there have been independent studies done showing the bacteria and viruses that cluster on airport floors. You're picking all that up. You're taking it home on your socks. You're spreading it over your shoes. You slide your foot into your shoe, the new pair of socks.
My dad is a dentist, okay? He would be criminally charged under a call by the State of Texas Medical Board and the Health Department if he didn't change gloves multiple times during each procedure when he changes even a piece of equipment or goes out of the room he's supposed to. I mean, medical doctors, nurses know this. This is a crime. They're not testing the radiology. It's all about lawless power grabbing by a bunch of jackbooted scum, and I've had it! You know why I cover this so much? Because I'm afraid of what I'll do, folks. I'm sick of it. I want to fix things peaceably, but I will not do this. I will not put up with it.
Alex, if I can just add an amen to that and also say...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Don't fly, stay away from airports, because we have got to zap the TSA now before it gets much worse, and it is going to get worse. The best way to zap them is to deprive the airlines...
That's right. They want to slowly bankrupt the airlines and nationalize them. We've got to bankrupt them now to have the confrontation.
Absolutely. I don't see any other way of getting rid of the TSA short of open guns and firing revolution.
And we don't want that to happen, and we want to do every avenue as the founders did, because, ladies and gentlemen, the point is, country liberty is rare. Tyranny is the norm. We know what this is. We know it's cold-blooded. We know it's premeditated. We know it's evil. We know it's evil. We know it's wrong, Becky.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to say, the commercial boycott worked. This is what the founders did. You may remember the import-export agreements from high school history. That's what was going on. The founders refused to buy anything from British merchants, figuring that if they starved the British merchants, those very influential, powerful men would put pressure on the British administration.
So they started the Stamp Act that if it wasn't made in Britain, they came in your house and gave you tickets for everything, charging you for anything made in the colonies.
That's right. And so the founders just refused to buy anything from Britain. It didn't work because the revolution interfered first. But we can use the same tactic. Don't fly. Don't give your money to resorts.
Look, the pot-bellied social engineers, psych warfare chiefs, have written all this down. They planned it all. They think we're going to win. We've got to keep resisting, 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 and we're going to win. Becky Akers, do you have an individual website or just all the big papers you write for?
No, I figured there are so many blogs out there already. already. The last thing I need to do is start another one. So.
Well, you're very eloquent, and we love your fire and your passion, and we're all in this together, and God bless you. I wish we had more women like you and certainly more men like you. So thank you so much, Becky Akers.
Thank you. It's been an honor and pleasure.
Honor to talk to you. Aaron, Mike, Mark, Stu, Karen, you're all coming up after I hit some other financial news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Coming up in about 5-6 minutes and then your phone calls, Mayor Bloomberg remixes Al-Qaeda video to push gun control effort. We told you that'd be the new, over a year ago, the new thing that Al-Qaeda is going to attack grocery stores, shopping malls. We got to have telescreens saying spy. Got to have TSA everywhere. The terrorists, they're everywhere. But in every major case, the government is behind it. When they don't purely carry out the attack, they get lunatic morons on the planes, in the buildings, cook the bombs for them. It's all on record. But they're counting on you not paying attention. The criminal class has a plan. It's blow stuff up and take your rights in the name of protecting you. How do we break their will? We fondle their daughters and wives. We break the back of the American male. We already put bisphenol A in all their products so that they become effeminate. And we have a plan for you. And it gives the women breast cancer, even better for the New World Order. Look at them. They're so chemically poisoned they can't even get upset. They're mesmerized. It's all ours. Steal everything. Here's the plan. We steal trillions from them. And then when they give us the money, then we charge them interest on it. There's nothing these scum won't take. And that's their attitude. That's their view of you. So much fun. And again, all of you that serve the system, keep drinking the fluoride water. Take all the vaccines. Oh, drink out of the bisphenol A plastic. Just trust government. Do whatever it says. You are going to enjoy what you're helping. You think you're going to judge us and feed on us? You're going to be even more destroyed by your own system. And now you don't have to wait very long. The evil's growing. It's coming. What you asked for is now at the door, scratching. So open the door and prepare to meet your destiny. Because you're cowards. I'm not a coward. I know what it is. I face it. I resist it. But you that decide to serve it will now get what you want. Don't worry. Everything you want will now be released upon you. All the soft kill, all the pain, the reactors blowing up, the fires, the earthquakes, the wars, the death, the pain, the humiliation. You want the abortions? You want the end of men? You want the end of families? All of it will now be yours. All of it. It's all just coming, decades of it, waiting and built. All your humiliation, all your pain, all of it's yours now. Enjoy it. Watch your sitcoms. Be weak. Be servile. Hell is coming. Ah. Oh, man, I tell you. Like a caged beast. I see it all around me. It's clear as day. History is clear. Common sense is clear. And to hear the news, now I hear it all in the news. If you have an opinion on what color to paint your house, it's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, people that are concerned about the fires all over Los Alamos and all the radiation being released by the fires, they're being called conspiracy theorists. I just looked it up. Having any opinion, you do what you're told by scumbag government owned by foreign banks. You give them everything. You pay them all the carbon taxes. You roll over and die, and you will serve them, and you will love it, and you will enjoy it, and you will beg for it, because it's our destiny. For the 50 million abortions and all the rest of the evil. The judgment of the West is here. The judgment of the world is here. It's only going to intensify. You conjured it. You want it. You want to live in denial. You're going to get it now. All right, I'm really angry about the TSA, as you can tell. And I want to break you out of your trance. It's not too late to turn this around, folks. But the future is coming. We're living in the present that was the future to come. Believe me. I can see it. It's there. A blind man could see this. A deaf man could see it. Somebody with their eyes gouged out, drug behind a truck, could see it. All right, I got to settle down. Just everything is a lie. You hear the news. It's like Greece is rioting because they have to pay their bills. Goldman Sachs put the president in, put the prime minister in. Not a president, prime minister. They put the finance minister in and openly, publicly had them sign on to fraudulent derivatives. They put their criminals in, loot the country, and then they take our tax money to give the private banks and then say that the Greeks have to pay them back in perpetuity. And they've done all the calculations in Greece that they'll never get out of this, and it's designed to bankrupt them. And they're even cutting the cops' pay and everything, but still the cops just go out and defend the criminals because they're wearing suits and just run up to women and children and just, yeah, with a club. Yeah, just, yeah, blood. Ah, we love it. Cops dress up like anarchists, burn hotels because they got that uniform and they were hired because they wanted to be on a power trip just like the Nazis and the Soviets and everybody else, and they're going to deliver you straight to hell. And now they're getting ready to gobble up the rest of Europe and the United States and just trillions to criminal bankers every month. More, 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 more. Always more, more, more. They've got an whole actuary set up, a whole phased-in compartmentalized system to destroy all of society and post-industrial world and bankrupt you and have CPS grab your kids. Just absolute hell being released upon us. If you don't call Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Maoist China, Pol Pot's Cambodia, Fidel Castro's Cuba, all of the historical nightmares, Vlad the Impaler, the list goes on and on, all the nightmare that Mexico is totally collapsing, all the evils, Kim Jong-il in North Korea getting rid of universities for 10 months, putting even their ruling class minions out in the fields to work as the whole society collapses, CPS take the children at birth, train them in government schools, total hell, same model they want for us here, smiling little demonic gibbering creatures, third generation scumbag royalty. That's all the Queen of England is generations that have survived longer than this guy. Three generations of hereditary corruption. Okay, this is a rant. I got to stop. Because the woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have miles to go before I sleep. I got a lot of work to do today after the show. I got to finish. The studio's done. I got to finish developing the TV show and how we want to do it. I got to finish making all the calls and this and the everything else, and I got so much to do, and I'm not complaining. It's just, my God, we got to turn this around. My God, we got to wake up. Get me out of here. We don't need to repeat this. Please, people, do you have any idea how much danger we're in? Do you have any historical idea? This is the most sickening tyranny I've ever studied that we're living in, and it's just getting rolling. It's just getting started. Do you know where this road leads? Do you have any idea of the humiliation, the pain, the war, the revolution? They've got that old plan, the insurrection against this. They're going to use that, call it terrorism, to bring in the foreign troops. It's so hellish. The millions of military and police that are going to die. It is going to make Iraq and other countries look like a joke. They plan it. They're not going to stop. They're going to start trying to stage terror attacks and blame them on domestic groups. And when they start trying to round people up, folks are going to break and not care anymore. And hell is going to be released. That's part of their plan as well. Do you understand how desperate this is? How real this is? The idiot TSA people, we now learn, are not as big an idiots as we were told. I want to go to your calls. They've been complaining for over 5 years. Scanners have been in for 8 in 5 airports, and they know they're dying of cancer, and the cancer rates are off the chart, and the government knows it and committed them to a death sentence, and now they're going in all the airports. That's who runs things, knowing it would kill you, knowing the dust would kill you at WTC. Even when they did the CAT scans at major universities and showed their lungs were filled, the government called it a conspiracy theory. When we said Fukushima blew up and melted down, they called it a conspiracy theory. When we could see the reactor blow up and scientists got the isotope readings that only are created in massive atomic fission. It's 100% it happened! We were right again! They're now saying you're a conspiracy theorist if you're worried about Los Alamos blowing up! Okay. I want to bring Ted Anderson up about 3 or 4 minutes to talk about what's happening in the economy right now, the Financial Times talking about the dollar losing its reserve, the globalists trying to come in with new rules, trying to block coming up July 15th. Ted, how does that affect you, the way that the big trading exchange says they're going to have to stop over-the-counter sales of gold? Does that affect what Midas Resources does?
Well, I mean, that's yet to be told. I mean, ICTA right now is in there lobbying for, obviously, anything that we can get back out of that deal. It just, this kind of stuff drives me crazy. You're talking about the Dodd-Frank bill, and quite literally, the way that it's written, it could become illegal to trade gold and silver physically completely. I don't think that's going to happen. They pass these bills and then.
But the Forex put out a press release a week ago saying that is what this does.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The Forex market is usually for trading currencies. I realize that you can do some things with gold and silver in that market.
No, they wrote that in there, and it's a huge power grab. They got to suppress it, but they're failing. Gold up $13 a day, Market Watch. Gold, silver prices pop up on protective buying. On word of what's happening in Greece. Any other news for us, Ted?
Well, yeah, the CBO report came out, the long-term outlook. And, again, I mean, if people would just read the government documents, they'd know what's coming to them. I mean, they're talking about before the end of this year, the national debt is going to rise from 40%, which it was in 2008, of the GDP, to 70% before the end of this year. We're talking about 70% of the gross domestic product here in the United States. I mean, that's how high it was way back right after World War II when we spent our way into that war. It's just amazing that we can watch this happen. Alex, if I could do anything right now, I would implant the passion that people will have for buying gold and silver this fall into the minds of people right now, because here we're sitting at bargain basement low prices in gold and silver. I should refrain that from saying that. Qualify it a little bit, because we did have gold go up all the way to $1,514 an ounce today. It was at $1,509.70 at the low, and then we have silver went from $33 an ounce all the way up to $3,502.
So yeah, but by bargain basement you mean gold, if you look at an 11-year graph, and silver only go up. They always have these little dips when they manipulate things, and it only retraces its previous gains and goes up because of global currency devaluation. And so you've bought gold and silver in the last few months at the lower price. Now that even though it's going up, you're able to pass it on at the older, lower price. Ted, tell folks briefly about today's special offers.
Well, the number one best offer I have right now, which is a $54 discount if you just bought these things straight out, and that would be for your three videos and also three silver dollars. I mean, the silver dollars alone right now would be $111 before shipping. Right now, I'm shipping three silver dollars, your videos, all packaged together for $120. And that's like a $60 discount off of what it would be if you just bought it straight up.
Yeah, because you're also throwing the shipping in for that price.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's delivered. So, I mean, it's so important that people get involved at these times because prices are rising.
All right, what do they call that special, the Alex Jones Silver Dollar Special?
Yeah, the Alex Jones Silver Dollar Special. And then, of course, you want to be getting involved with the Franks and the British Sovereigns and the plain gold eagles and silver eagles. I can now buy silver eagles at a reasonable price.
The point is they're starting to move to crack down on this because it exposes their paper currencies. And people say, well, they may confiscate it later. I'm not turning it into these criminals. Enough's enough with these Nazis, okay? The point is, this is America. They can go right to you-know-where. 800-686-2237. 800-686-237. They're all buying gold. The whole world's buying gold. They don't want you to protect yourself. These are smoking deals. 800-686-2237. There's a whole list of radio specials. They have a sheet. Those are the best deals Ted's got. His regular deals are wonderful as well, but these are the best deals. They got a whole list when you call, ask about them. Alex Jones Radio Specials, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. Also some great deals at MidasResources.com or link through at GCNLive.com. Ted, we'll continue to watch this whole move to ban over-the-counter gold sales because you can't let prisoners, do that. After all, these are, imagine in America where they grow up your daughters. I mean, that's freedom. So why should slaves be able to, own guns, own gold, anything? We're all Al-Qaeda now, I guess. Or I guess, no, Al-Qaeda's good now fighting against Libyan leader Gaddafi with the U.S. So I'm sorry. We're bad because we're against Al-Qaeda. Ted, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself for not supporting Al-Qaeda because Obama is working with them right now. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with you, Ted?
Well, you know what? It is crazy. I mean, it's just absolutely upside-down crazy, that some of the things that we're seeing going on. But I can tell you right now,
it's freedom.
The reason why they want people out of gold and silver and they're passing these bills like they are is because it's much easier to confiscate your wealth if it's in the paper money that they can print.
Yeah, or digitally out of your bank account. No, that's a conspiracy theory, Ted. The government cares about us a lot, and they really want to take good care of us. And they're not run by foreign banks, okay?
Yeah, it's,
Ted, don't be a conspiracy theorist. I mean, do you like a cheeseburger or a pepperoni pizza?
Myself, I'd rather have the cheeseburger, I guess.
But that's a conspiracy theory. I mean, having an opinion is now are you just discriminated. You just had a decision. You should do what the government tells you. If they say pizza, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I guess you'll have to take the pizza then, huh?
I'm really starting to realize that you may not have to go to a FEMA camp, Ted.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, it gets down to the point of, if they're forcing us to take their paper money and they're making gold and silver illegal, we're just getting right back to what it was back in 1933 when we were heading into the Depression and World War II, and Franklin D. Roosevelt bailed out the banks with the paper money.
Well, they care about us right now. They're good people, Ted. I appreciate your call. And they're putting massive carbon taxes in Austin, even though it's not the law, but I support that. Because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I think it's good. And all the major institutions that aren't government say we're about 22% unemployment, but the government says 9.1, so I'm going to believe that. And the government says there's no real inflation. It's true. The government also said the sky was red. And I went out there and it looked blue, but I realized I'm going to the doctor to get my eyes checked, the optometrist.
because they said it was red, and I'm a good citizen. That's right, I am. I'm a good citizen. I want to play a clip about another good citizen, Mayor Bloomberg, all over the country suing gun manufacturers and trying to shut them down because he knows it's un-American to own guns. He's a great American. Bloomberg remixes Al-Qaeda video to push gun control effort, and they're playing Adam Gadon, the former grandson of the ADL head, who's now the Al-Qaeda leader, saying he wants to order the Muslims to use guns at shopping malls, kind of like Obama got caught shipping guns to Mexico. But again, I'm being a conspiracy theorist, even though it's admitted. Here's that clip, and some of it just has text, so I'll read that to you, because you need to turn your guns in right now and stop private sales of guns, or Adam Gadon with the big beard is going to get you. Well, here it is.
Buy guns in America.
The latest Al-Qaeda.
This is a golden opportunity. America is absolutely awash with easily obtainable firearms. You can go down to a gun show and come away with a fully automatic assault rifle without a background check. So what are you waiting for?
Call your member of Congress. Tell them to close the loopholes that let terrorists and criminals buy guns.
I mean, you got this admitted operative, Gadon, just like all the rest of these guys training at the White House, at the Pentagon, and he's up there going... It's like Handgun Control Incorporated wrote that stuff he said. It is literally a wash. He even uses a fake accent like he's from the Middle East. A wash, an easily attainable, fully automatic. Not even true. By the way, fully automatic's not even good in most cases. Crimes aren't even committed really with those. It's just a classic gun grabber line. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Riders on the storm,
All right, the main radio broadcast is going to end in 5 minutes, but I know I got loaded phones, and I've got to stop doing this, but internet only, prisonplanet.tv, Infowars.com streams, I'm going into the next hour, because EPA on alert as fires reach 50 feet from Los Alamos nuke plant. Environmental Protection Agency cannot be trusted to provide accurate information about health threats. Paul Joseph Watson at prisonplanet.com. The wildfire that threatens to consume the Los Alamos nuclear lab in New Mexico is now approaching the perimeter of the facility, with the Environmental Protection Agency on radiation alert for the deadly consequences of 20,000 barrels of nuclear waste going up in flames. Yes, you heard me, but don't worry. They've already raised the level they say is safe. So don't be a conspiracy theorist. They say that many isotopes can be thousands of times higher than previously thought. Don't think for yourself. That is conspiracy theory. Everything is fine, just like the TSA workers getting cancer en masse and the government cover-up from working around the body scanners. Do what you're told. Government's going to take care of you now. Government loves you. Having been miles away from the nuclear lab, yes, just yesterday, the fires have now reached to within 50 feet of the facility with officials, not servants, officials fearing a major calamity. Oh, that's what the government's now saying. Because the nuclear waste is not securely contained in a concrete structure, but is unbelievably stored in a sort of, this is a quote, in a sort of fabric-type building that a fire could easily consume, according to former top security official Glenn Walp. The concern is that these drums will get so hot that they will burst. Well, don't worry, it's good for you, just like DU for the troops. This would put the toxic material into the plume. Oh, it's a concern for everybody, said Joey Ahrens, executive director of the Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Well, don't listen to them. They're citizens. They're enemies. The EPA has responded by bringing in air monitors, along with a special airplane that checks for radiation, reports ABC News. The 95-square-mile fire has turned the city of Los Alamos into a ghost town, with 12,000 residents evacuating yesterday, or 2 days ago, Monday. The Environmental Protection Agency's trustworthiness. Oh, don't. Not trusting is conspiracy. Dunning must not even know. The EPA's trustworthiness on reassuring Americans that there is no danger from radiation released into the atmosphere is likely to be somewhat lessened by what happened following the Fukushima disaster earlier this year. As the Fukushima radiation plume took just days to arrive in the United States, instead of advising Americans to take weaker forms of potassium iodide to build up their immunity to certain types of radioactivity, the EPA simply increased the allowable levels of radioactive isotope iodine 131. Ah, I'm afraid it's quite good for you. By many thousands of times, despite the fact that within just 2 weeks of the Japanese earthquake and tsunami. And we'll put this article up on screen for folks so they can read it at prisonplanet.com if they're watching on prisonplanet.tv. The EPA simply increased the allowable levels of radioactive isotope, iodine-131, by many thousands of times, despite the fact that within just 2 weeks of the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, the crippled nuclear plant, the amount of radiation released from Fukushima already rivaled that of Chernobyl, the worst nuclear disaster up until that point. Within weeks of Fukushima crisis, levels of radioactive iodine 131 were found in rainwater in California, Idaho, Minnesota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.